Welcome back, guys, to the Anime Podcast. Now, if you've been reading Black Clover, you know that the show has been getting excited. And last chapter is no exception. Last chapter, bombshells were dropped. No, I mean, the two last chapters were fucking phenomenal. Great. Very great writing. And listen, the show was great. Now, last chapter, I think chapter 203, had some big reveals. Well, had one big reveal. Had a pretty big reveal, right? And that reveal was the first Wizard King. Right now, I'm going to be talking on that. I'm also going to be getting into other speculations and all of that in the latter part of this episode. It's going to be a long episode of this podcast episode. But I'll be talking, right? I'm coming off the rip, so forgive me if I make any mistake, like mess up a name, get a name wrong, or something like that. But for the most part, let's talk about the chapter, right? Let's talk about the big reveal. No, let me just give the chapter a rating first. Well, I pretty much did a while ago, but let's just give it my rating. I'll give it a 10 out of 10. Now, one of the reasons why I love Black Clover manga, the art is pretty good. Like, the art is great. I enjoy the art, right? And because of that, it makes the anime so shit because they don't spend any time on the anime. I think they give this anime such a huge, low budget. So the animation normally sucks. I think I can say that the latter episodes seem to be getting up. Maybe because of the current art that we are in the anime where, you know, they are doing a lot of fighting and showcasing a lot of different Magic Knights skills and specialties. So they're trying their best to ensure that these... it is showcased pretty well, right, in this arc. But for the most part, the anime has been pretty trash. And I think one of the main problems that viewers have with the anime is the fact that it's not good. The anime is just not good. I mean, except for a few arcs, like the arc when Yami was fighting against Lit, the Eye of the Midnight Sun's leader, right? And also when they were under the water, in under the water arc where they were fighting again, one of the top ranking members of the Eye of the Midnight Suns. But beyond that, the anime is not pretty good. And I don't want to go off tangent. Now, let me come back in, right, and say that this manga, the manga is great. And this chapter especially was great because, again, we're getting a lot of action. And we're getting a lot of information as well, right? Not just action. We're getting so much information right now where that is tremendously great, right? It's super good. And the art is great. Everything about the manga is just fucking great, man. It's the reason why I started watching the anime, because I started reading the manga before. You know, there was such a lot of hype around the manga when it just came out. They were like, hey, here's this manga that's similar to Naruto, and Naruto was in its final phase and coming to an end. And so, you know, you gotta get on it. Anyway, let's get into the chapter. Now, the big reveal in this chapter is that the Wizard King has returned, right? He was revived by Nero Asta, the bird that follows Asta around. So I guess you can say two big reveal, but the Nero part was basically revealed last episode where it was with Sora transformed and asked Fenrir to basically assist her in going teleporter and going to where the first Wizard King was, right? Now, in this episode, we get a lot more information. Well, not a lot, but more information to basically to confirm exactly that this is actually Nero true. And this confirmation came through Fenrir, you know, flirting as usual. I think Fenrir was like, you were this cute of a girl all along. If you'd have told me sooner, we could have gone on a date or something. You know, Fenrir is... hey, one thing, you know, you gotta give it to Fenrir. That guy's... he's a confident dude, you know. He hits on everyone. He gets turns down, but he keeps on hitting. And that's how you succeed, guys. You if you try the first time and fail, you try again. You must succeed at least once, and one time is good enough. Right? And so they revive the Demon King. Why keep on saying Demon King? The Wizard King. Right? They revive the Wizard King, and as soon as the Wizard King was revived, one of the things he says is that I sense a mana not of this world from the Shadow Palace, right? The Shadow Palace is currently where the final fight is taking place with the demon from the other world and Asta, Yami, and all these other guys, right? And then he also said something else. So his money should acquire a body. Now, that statement clearly suggests that two things, at least in my mind, two things, right? First, the first part of the statement suggests that, okay, the demon is not of this world, which we already know, right? Now, the second thing is that, well, the other thing is that the Wizard King knows exactly who this is, because again, the statement suggests that so he's managed to acquire a body, right? That's a specific statement referring to a specific person who was able to acquire a body, right? That's a specific statement talking about a specific person, which means that the Wizard King has some relation to the demon that's currently here, right? And the demon is from another world, which also means that he might have been instrumental in the past in preventing the demon first try of getting a body. So that's the 2 points I was talking about, right? And I think this was pretty much, I think most people have pretty much known this, right? That the Wizard King and Lit, this Wizard King and Lit were working together, or the past elf leader were working together to fight against the demon, right? I think that was showed. It's been some chapters, but I think it was, right? And so that's one of the big reveals that we have seen right now. You too. How do you? So the next question the funeral was asking was like, oh, okay, oh, is this possible, right? And then the Wizard King explained, saying that when I was on the verge of death, I had her use her seal inside an object. I had her use her seal on me, and thus I remained asleep, right? And with the power of the magic stones, although it is incomplete, I've managed to awaken. So if you realize that the Magic King was pretty smart. Now, if you remember that Lit was going around collecting the magic stones in order to revive the elves, right? And pay attention, if you remember, the demon basically said that that was also his plan. He wanted them to gather the magic stone so he could come back alive and fling them in despair and cause enough chaos, and also get a body, which was also, I think, is now possessed late body, right? And also that was also the demon's motive, right? But now the Wizard King is saying that's also his motive. So it was almost like he figured more than less. Listen, all right, we have managed to seal this guy and block him with the demon, but there's a chance that he's going to come back in the future. And if he do come back in the future, this is the way in which he's possibly going to come back. And so if he uses this, then we should also use this as well. And so, bam, that's why we know of the Wizard King here.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, let's get back on Tino. So now, Finral was talking about the feeling that he got from the Wizard King. You know, he's saying that it was a tranquil yet intensely powerful manner. This is far greater than even the elves, right? That statement is showing that, yo, this magic, the Wizard King was out of this world powerful, because the elves are supposed to be, as you know, loved by mana and very powerful. And what Finral is saying right here is that, listen, this mana that I'm sensing from this person is so tranquil, meaning you could feel that it's pure good, calm and peaceful, and at the same time, very intensely powerful, more powerful than the elves. And the elves have been wreaking havoc and destroying a lot of things, you know. So, yeah, you know about that. And he also explained about Nero's case. You know, he said, well, as for Nero, you know, she's been around for the last 500 years. I've simply been near to all of you. Why are you gripping my hand? I'm reading the script. I'm breaking it down. So she did something about seed magic reverse, this spell. So she basically dispelled the seal magic that was placed on the Wizard King. And now they are heading towards where the final showdown is taking place. And he's saying, Tompkin, thank you for gently. Isn't it nice? Hang in there, your friends will be back soon. And so next chapter, we are going to see, we're probably going to even get more information when the Wizard King is confronted with the demon. And, you know, we're going to get more, a lot more information. We're probably going to see a lot more things being said and a lot more things being revealed. So that was basically a review of the chapter, the latest chapter. I'll probably do a couple more episodes talking about other things on this chapter. Right, but this was my lazy bit, and I'm a little bit tired, and this wasn't the most professional episode. But hey, I did an episode. All right, so I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.